radio 212. Com check.
DPS.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
PUS.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Booster.
Go.
Copy that. We have a go from you guys.
This is Talking Sound.
Have you considered starting a podcast? Looking for a way to make your business a voice of authority in an industry? Then Podcast Cadet is the solution for you. Whether starting a podcast for yourself, your brand, business, school, church, or just plain fun, Podcast Cadet is here to help you navigate the waters of the podcast industry. Specializing in one-on-one consultation and training with industry professionals in fields ranging from podcast technology and editing to distribution, monetization, and even social media strategies, Podcast Cadet tailors their services to the specific needs of you and your podcast. Do you already have a podcast and trying to find ways to engage and grow your audience? Sign up for your Podcast Cadet audit today. And let us help you explore new and exciting ways to leverage your content and elevate your podcast brand to whole new levels. From consultation and workshops to affordable podcast production and maintenance packages, Podcast Cadet is your one-stop shop for everything podcast-related on the internet. Visit PodcastCadet.com today to sign up for your consultation or training. And use code TALKING20 to save 20% off your entire purchase. That website, again, is podcastcadet.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Talking Sound Podcast. We are so happy to be right back here at CES Live here in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. CES 2022 is going to be full of all kinds of amazing technology. We're going to be talking to some music manufacturers. We're going to be talking to some equipment manufacturers, app designers, all kinds of stuff. Let's hop on in and check out the booths right now. Come on, everybody. And we are back, folks. We are here once again at the Samsung C-Lab. We're here with Sean of Digisonic Co. Tell us a little bit about this amazing 3D immersive sound application that you've come up with.
그래서 3D immersive sound 애플리케이션에 대해서 좀 간단하게 설명을 해주세요.
우선은 3D immersive sound가 요즘에 트렌드고요.
So first of all, 3D immersive sound is the trend right now.
팬데믹 기간 중이기 때문에.
Especially during the pandemic period.
네, 저희는 이제 스테레오 사운드 일반적으로 저희가 많이 쓰는 그런 오디오 파일을 가상으로 이제 서라운드 사운드를 만드는 기술을 가지고 있습니다.
So we have this amazing technology that turns regular stereo audio sound to surround sound with 7 different virtual speakers.
Yeah, and I had a chance to demo this yesterday. Mm-hmm. As an audio engineer, this is some phenomenal technology.
Thank you.
And to hear a normal stereo mastered song like Lizzo and then hear it in a fully immersive format back to back is amazing. What was it that inspired you to create this technology?
So 어제 직접 체험을 하신 바로는 이런 진짜 amazing한 사운드를 경험할 수 있어서 본인이 너무나 행복했다고 했는데 또 이렇게 기술을 개발하시게 된 어디서 영감을 얻으셨나요?
일단 뭐 제가 기술을 개발한 건 아니고 저희 회사가 기술을 개발한 거고요.
It's just not me, but my company. We did it together.
그런 다음에 지금 이거 같은 경우는 지금 뭐 지금까지는 영상이 발전이 되거나 아니면 다른 매체들은 계속 발전이 되고 있는 거를 느끼셨을 텐데 오디오는 계속 정체되어 있고 많은 제약들이 따르고 있었거든요.
네. 그래서 up until now, all other media platforms they have been developing, but we didn't see much progress with the field of audio.
네, 그래가지고 지금 이제 팬데믹이 오면서 사람들의 니즈가 점점 늘어나고 있었어요.
So we could definitely see the needs from the people wanting more, better sound.
집에서 혼자서 콘서트를 즐긴다든지.
So we wanted to make it possible to enjoy a live concert in your own living room.
아니면은 영화관을 간다든지.
Or like a movie theater.
예, 그걸 이제 헤드폰으로 즐길 수 있도록.
So we wanted them to use their own headphones. To have that kind of experience.
That is pretty amazing. Now, you won a best of C or actually a CES Innovation Award this year for this technology, which is more than well deserved.
Thank you so much.
Typically, if you've got something in, whether it's Dolby 5.1, 7.1, any kind of surround sound, you have to specifically mix that content in that way and assign this sound to that speaker, everything else. That is not the case with this technology, correct?
그래서 이번에 2022년 CES 혁신상을 수상을 하셨잖아요.
네.
그래서 다른 경우에는 이렇게 컨텐츠를 따로 개발을 하는데 이 경우는 그런 경우와는 좀 다른 케이스죠?
네, 저희도 두 가지가 상품이 있거든요. 지금 돌비를 아까 말씀하신 것처럼 프로 프로덕션으로 하는 상품이 있고 지금 여기가 저희가 혁신상을 받은 As If 같은 경우는 이제 가상으로 서라운드 사운드를 만드는 상품인 거죠.
So we have two different types of products. The first one, like the Dolby you mentioned, it's pre-product. So, but
pre-production.
Pre-production. But with our app, As If, it's just application creating surround sound.
Wow. And that's what's great, is it's just an app that you can listen to your Spotify through, you can listen to your Amazon Music, you can even listen to the Talking Sound podcast in full immersive audio, right?
네, 그래서 뭐 스포티파이나 아마존 뮤직이나 이런 걸 그냥 앱을 통해서 그런 서라운드 사운드를 경험할 수 있게 되는 거죠. 저희 여기 채널, 토킹 사운드 팟캐스트도 서라운드로 들으실 수 있는 거죠?
저희 거를 거친다면 당연히 가능합니다.
So everything's possible through our app, As If.
Wow, and is the app available already? Is it out on market? How much does the app cost? Where can people get it?
네, 그래서 앱에 대해서 언제 출시가 될 예정인지 또 가격은 어떻게 되는지 좀 간단히 말씀해 주세요.
일단 앱은 안드로이드 같은 경우 3월에서 4월경으로 지금 예상하고 있고요. 아이폰 같은 경우, iOS 같은 경우는 한 6월에서 7월경으로 저희가 예상을 하고 있습니다. 그리고 가격 같은 경우는 현재 저희가 만든 As If 앱 같은 경우 이노베이션 어워드 받았던 그 앱은 무료 배포를 지금 예상하고 있고요. 네.
So we are planning to release As If, which won the CES Innovation Award. It's going to be free.
Oh, wow.
So for Android, we are expecting to release it by March and April this year. And for iOS, June or July of this year.
Wow, phenomenal. I can't wait to get it on my Apple, or not Apple, but on my Android devices myself. I can't wait until you work with a plugin developer to make this available for digital audio workstations, for the digital workflow for engineers. It would utterly change the world of engineering for surround sound. So, incredible technology. Thank you so much for coming up with it. Every audio engineer in the world will thank you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time. Once again, everybody, just some of the amazing tech here at Live CES 2022. We'll be right back with you after this. Well, we are back, everybody. We are here with Arnaud with Jouer Music.
Jouer Music Instruments.
Tell us a little bit about this amazing instrument. I was here yesterday, got to play around with it, and it's literally the fact that I've never owned an iPad. I want to own an iPad because of this. Like, you're literally about to make me buy another device other than yours just to play with yours.
Okay, so we are doing a digital instrument. So I will show you after. But we have a board, and then we have four different interfaces. So you have guitar, piano, something like a xylophone, and something to play drums. So we have as well an application, dedicated application. Very simple. It is for people who want to play music and doesn't want to deal with complicated music software.
Yeah, and especially when it comes to VSTs, you know, digital instruments, things like that, you can go down rabbit holes for days trying to find things, trying to get them synced up, working right, all that.
You spend too much time to set up everything to have a sound. And so our goal is to put an instrument and then play directly.
Yeah, and myself as a musician, my whole studio is set up for one button recording.
Yeah.
I hit one button, everything turns on.
But you spend time to set up everything.
Because by the time I'm done setting up,
I don't even want to play music. I've spent 45
just
minutes
like,
hooking
just
up
like
keyboards.
With a guitar. And just plug the guitar and play.
Exactly, exactly. All. Well, let's get a little bit into your technology and exactly what it does.
So, first we have the board. So it's made of wood and metal. We have a sensor, multi-touch sensor. And then we have silicone pads. You just have you have the app here. So you just have to put the pad. It is automatically recognized by the app. That's all. You can play directly. On each pad, you can use some effects. You have the play button, the record button, the octave, and another button for the effects.
Wow.
And then you can... Maybe we can do it. I will record a loop. Maybe I can. Up.
Wow.
Okay.
So utterly simple.
So I put the guitar interface. I can change the sound. We have 12 sound per pad. I can put bass maybe. I'm not a bass player. I'm a drummer. So.
That's my favorite part, is that you can actively play with somebody.
Yeah, sure. So both boards are plugged into the iPad, so you can play with your friends and jam.
So incredibly awesome. What was it that made, what was the inspiration for this?
So with my partner Pascal, so we first are musicians, and then we were developing technologic products, so we merged the two activities, and so we came to this. We spent many time in the touch sensor industry, and so we had the ideas to use this sensor to play music. And the very important thing that you have many applications on iPad and so on, but playing on the screen is not playing an instrument.
Yeah.
So you need tangible things with relief, and you have to feel what you play.
It's interesting that you say that touching the screen is not playing an instrument, because I use touchscreen synthesizers regularly, and I compose an entire album on the Core Chaos Pad app.
And when you play an instrument, you don't need to look at what you're playing.
You can feel it. When and that's just guitar, it. You can still feel frets.
Yeah, you know where you are.
You know, it's really amazing. Now, are you locked down to only the sounds here in the software, or can you integrate this with your existing VST system in the box?
So with this application, first we recorded all the instruments. So this is, we have sampled all instruments, so piano, battery, and so on, drums. And you can this is a MIDI controller, so you can use it with your favorite music software, so Ableton, Logic, and so on.
Wow.
Even with GarageBand, it's okay.
And can you USB to MIDI things as well? Can you use it as a straight MIDI controller?
Yeah, this is a MIDI controller. So you just have the USB-C cable, you plug it on your computer, and that's all.
Wow. Now, is this a product already available out on the market? Where can people go to find it? And what is the price point on it? Or not?
Yeah, so it's already available since more than 1 year. So we are selling on our website, so joymusic.com. And for the US, we are selling on Amazon, a marketplace. And we have a few shops in the US as well, so a music shop. It's available.
Wow. And once again...
And the price, So it's $300 for the board plus the four pads.
Wow. And that's what I find most amazing is that, I mean, $300 is the cost of a low-level synthesizer, and the power that this has is way beyond $300 worth of value. So, absolutely amazing technology.
We wanted to do something very high quality.
The aesthetic of it is clean. It's beautiful.
Just
it
like
is
a
really
instrument.
Nice. Yeah, fantastic. Well, once again, tell everybody where they can go to get their Jouer music instruments.
So you can go on our website first, and then on Amazon for the US, and you will have all the information on our
website.
What is
the website?
JouerMusic.com.
Fantastic. Arnaud, thank you again. Thank you for inventing this incredible, incredible digital instrument. Another example of fantastic technology here at the live CES 2022 trade floor coverage. We'll be back right after this. And we are back, folks, with Ethan Castro of Edge Sound Research. I was here yesterday. I got to experience this. I'm an audio engineer myself. I love surround sound technology. I love transduction technology. But this is beyond both of those. Explain to us exactly what Edge Sound Research is all about and what this amazing product is.
Yeah, I'm glad you have that experience. It's becoming more and more increasingly apparent art, and I'm so happy. Edge Sound Research is kind of a way to explore what's possible with sound. Sound's such a weird, interesting sense that can actually do so much, and so much of it is sound, but it's not usable, and some of it is sound and usable, and some of it isn't, and it's so much all over the place. And so I'm so excited to do my PhD in music, but actually in sound, sound studies. And the Edge Sound Research tries to look at all the different ways and all the different possibilities out there and see what we can do to push the boundaries. You know, if we're going to make a soundbar, we'll make the best soundbar and research all the technologies that go into making a soundbar and push it to the limit. Yeah. We're going to find transduction technologies and find the very edge of it and push it to the limits and innovate every step of the way. So that's kind of what we do in a nutshell.
Yeah. Now, the technology that you're using and leveraging here is different than your average speaker technology. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily moving cone, moving diaphragm, traditional magnet coil action.
Right, yeah, and it's actually interesting because if you really break down, first you have to break down what sound is, it's all vibrations.
Sure.
So when you go into the realm of voice coils and all sorts of actuators, they're all just moving back and forth at a certain rate. And so if you can leverage all those different types of actuation technologies and like kind of put them together and refine them, you can then get that ultimate thing that we've all been craving for, which is a perfectly linear, flat response from near zero to ultrasonic and above. And so that's a beautiful thing with exploring all different sorts of transducers. We can do big actuators for 1 to like 10 hertz and then do these bass triggers for 10 to 100 or 200 and then all sorts of different sizes of exciters and other voice coil technologies all the way up until piezoelectric ultrasonics. Yeah.
Now, is this fully proprietary? Is this a system that you integrate into your existing furniture, that you put onto your wall, your bookshelf?
Yeah.
How exactly does it work? Without getting into the
not
proprietary details.
Patented technology.
That's right.
But we put it all together in one unit to make it easy for people, right? Because feeling sound is not something that's an easy to understand concept for the majority of people.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to package it in such a way that it's a familiar sensation. You know, it's still audible sensation, still tuned for audible modality, but to just to be able to present the tactile modality in one sensation from as far as we can from the frequency range in kind of one package. So now we're building the hardware, doing the whole vertical integration with the software and the hardware, and so that's what we're kind of having out, so that people can help us refine and be able to help us understand all the different possible use cases and help us make this a very viable next generation of audio format. You know?
Absolutely, especially whenever you're talking about mastering engineers, recording engineers, things like that. We're always looking for better speaker technology, new speaker technology, anything you can do with the fewest moving parts possible without coils that can blow, magnets that can start, attracting weird things.
Or even worse, the room. I've had to move my studio 5 times, and that's like $10,000, $20,000 to do acoustic treatment. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And you have to, because there's so many limitations with pushing air
Exactly.
Not to say that's bad or wrong.
No.
I think it's great technology.
We're pushing air right now.
That's right. But then there's something I realized in my research. I was like, wait, you're pushing air, but I also can feel you. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for the fact that I can feel you, I would have no idea what you're saying, because I'm hard of hearing and there's no way for me to understand what's happening if it's just through the air. So early on when I was trying to do all my mastering and mixing, I would touch my drivers and be like, okay, this is a direct couple to my signal source. So it doesn't matter that I hear reflections behind me.
It doesn't matter
if I have reflections in my room. It's literally directly coupled into my body. And so it didn't matter if I was mixing on an airplane, on a bus, or in a room, or a $100,000 mastering suite, or whatever. I always knew what it was, regardless of my situation.
Yeah, precisely. Now, with traditional transducers, you have to work so hard to excite a surface. And the problem is, really, finding that sweet spot and not passing it up, or not coming in just underneath it, where I've played around with it a lot. I do a lot of electronic music, a lot of meditation music, things like pure tone frequency therapy. Yeah. Stuff like that. So I love the idea of transduction. I use bone transducing headphones.
Sure, yeah.
And they have changed my world.
Yeah.
Nice. To not have something shoved in my ear.
Exactly.
But this is a totally different experience as opposed to a lot of, because of course subwoofer is not directional,
sure,
mids and highs are.
Right.
This is a completely immersive experience. It's not like a typical surround sound where it's like, ooh, I hear that in the left speaker.
Yeah, exactly.
Right there.
Yeah. Well, and it's actually interesting. The way we've implemented it here is one of the ways of doing it, which is more chaotic and embodiment. Kind of more akin to like the DMLs that we've planar speakers and stuff that are a much wider sweet spot.
And much more natural.
Natural. Yes. That's a weird thing that, you know, I can't imagine a whole orchestra fitting in a, you know, tweeter and a woofer.
Yeah, exactly.
And having a little bit of a larger body helps the naturally larger wave lengths be able to emanate naturally.
Wow.
And the shorter ones emanate naturally as well. Like you said, there's issues always with different materials and different ways to be able to get avoid frequency resonant peaks and getting the right sweet spot there.
Yeah.
And thankfully, you know, materials when you excite them are pretty forgiving on getting that right sweet spot. It's a much wider approach.
Yeah. Now, how long have you been working on this technology? When will it be available to the public?
Yeah.
Is it already available to the public? And if so, what price point are you looking at?
For sure. So first, we've only been around for about 2 years. We pitched it at CES 2 years ago. And, you know, people said, yeah, sure, okay, yeah, whatever. I was like, I don't believe me either. That's fine. But, you know, it sometimes takes somebody who sees things a little differently to figure out the little elements and be able to bring them forth. And so, you know, I think we have a great team, and together they've lent all their specialties and capabilities to help bring this to life. And the fact that we had something to even show at CES this year is fantastic. And first and foremost, we're always looking for help, right? I'm a researcher by nature, and so I want to make sure that I can get data from people to help me, you know?
Yeah.
I know it can be useful. It's helped me, for sure.
Sure.
And I know that it can be helpful for other people, too. It's adding a whole new sense. It's adding a whole new modality. It gives an unrivaled sense of accuracy. And I know that my audio engineer brethren need this. And so we're only allowing audio engineers and very top-end performance gamers to even apply for an alpha program that we're doing. So we're hand-making these things right now. And so all you do is you just put $1 down, just be committed.
Yeah.
And then you can grab it for, I think, at least 30 days and at least try it out.
Yeah.
Test it out.
Give you
try
a
to
review.
Break it.
Give you some feedback.
Help us build it. Help
Absolutely.
Us build this next generation of audio.
I
think you'll be pleasantly surprised on what it is. And
I will definitely be joining that Alpha program myself, because this is phenomenal.
Thank
I've been
you.
Shopping and shopping and shopping for a new pair of monitors for my studio.
Yeah.
It's just one of those, like, no, most of them just...
Yeah. 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 I mean, unless you go
right,
to like hundreds
nothing.
Of thousands.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
Like, ah.
Until you start getting into
yeah.
like crazy, like, oh, let me
yeah,
spend
yeah,
four
yeah.
grand on two speakers.
Right. For each.
but I know a few engineers and mastering engineers that I will definitely turn on to this
because this
is game changing.
Yeah.
This is a totally new way to engineer audio and to enjoy audio. So thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Yeah.
For all the time that you spent putting into this amazing product. Ethan, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you everybody for today and for always tuning in. Until next time, we'll talk to you soon. That's it from the CES Expo floor for day 2 coverage of CES 22. We'll see you soon. Go by, check out TalkingSoundShow.com, TalkingSoundPodcast.com for all the episodes. Make sure to stop on by the HD Universal Network for more great content and for more coverage of CES 2022. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Talking Sound Podcast. For more episodes, industry news, and information, visit us online at TalkingSoundPodcast.com. Subscribe to the Talking Sound Podcast on Amazon Audible, Spotify, Spreaker, SoundCloud, iTunes, or your favorite podcast service. Get the latest Talking Sound videos on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Breach TV, or your Roku or Amazon Fire device with the APR TV app. Talking Sound is a proud member of the HC Universal Network family of podcasts. For more great shows and content, subscribe to HCUniversalNetwork.com today. Until next time, watch those meters, gig safely, and keep reaching for 11.
This is Talking Sound.